那么这道题呢，我们说，The university dining hall is changing its food service to include more healthy food with lower calories. What do you think are the advantages and disadvantages of this change? 这道题事实上和 TPO3 的 Task 3啊问的东西其实特别的相似，我们也基本上可以做到以子之矛攻子之盾。因为这道题说的内容是什么呢？他说 Have breakfast eliminated， 学校呢准备去把学校之前的这个热早餐然后呢换成冷早餐。他们有这样两个理由，第一个理由呢是说这样的话呢其实更加的健康，其次呢而且可以 help students to make their meal plans affordable， 就是更便宜一些。那么在 listening 中间的这个女的说的其实也非常的理由，我觉得其实也可以拿来用。她说的是说冷和热啊并不是说去判断它是否 healthy 的一个依据，而且呢事实上她举了一个例子，在非常非常寒冷的早晨，如果说你吃如果说你点了一杯特别凉的燕麦粥的话，一碗凉的燕麦粥肯定是不如一个热腾腾的这个蛋卷饼会好一些。对你来讲，不管是对胃也好，还是对你的这个体温也好，对吧？有更好的这样的一个影响。其次呢，就是第二个点，他说学生如果说在学校里面买不着自己想买的这些食物，他们可能就会去校外去买。那么这样的话呢 ，in the long run it can add up， 就是。尽管可能 it can only be like two or three mornings a week, it can add up. 对于学生来讲，可能反而花的钱会更多一些。那么这样的话呢，我们这道题其实答起来就简单了。他说 advantage and disadvantage， 你就可以说嘛。I think if the university can change its food service to healthy food with lower calories, I think the biggest advantage can be that students can have healthy meals, and it is definitely very good for their health.对不对？他们的这个健康可能会有影响 ，and they can better focus or concentrate on what the teacher is talking about when they can have lower calorie food。然后，那么 disadvantage 是什么呢？刚才的这个内容，我觉得其实可以直接拿来讲，就是 I think the biggest disadvantage of this decision can be that if students cannot get what they want on campus because most of the delicious food are of higher calories.They will just go off campus and pay off campus prices. And even if it's going to be like two or three mornings a week, it can add up. So students will actually have to pay more to pay their food. So this kind of meal plan cannot be very good for them. 所以这就是 advantage and disadvantage of this change. 直接用 TPO3 的 Task 3的这样一个内容来进行回答。